This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, it's never too late to learn.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
It's never too late to learn. You can teach an old dog new tricks. You've probably heard the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. This means that it's very difficult to teach someone new skills or change someone's habits, especially when they're older. This phrase is often used to express the challenges of altering deeply rooted behaviors or learning new concepts. It's not typically about actual dogs. Rather, it reflects human experiences concerning change. We've been talking about how to build a better construction business and the tools and systems to make that possible. The importance of knowing who you are and your core values. This can seem like a lot of work, especially with the limited time available in the construction industry. Younger construction companies get a rude awakening when they find out how much they didn't know about running a business. I thought I knew everything I needed to when I started my construction business over 40 years ago. Boy, was I wrong. I got to the point where what I thought I knew, I didn't. I gave up and accepted that this mess of a life was just the way things were. I needed to accept it and just continue through the rut. And I did, until I was smacked upside the head. This event changed my life. There were nudges that I became aware of before the accident that were a part of this change. I was listening to talk radio programs that were speaking to what I was feeling. These included things like Dave Ramsey, Michael Hyatt, Donald Miller, Andy Andrews, etc. These guys seemed to have figured out how to get out of the rut, and I was intrigued. One of the things these guys all had in common was the importance of reading. I had never been a reader up to that point in my life. I saw it as something that required time that I didn't have. But after the accident, I felt as though I had been given a second chance. Listening to them and what they were sharing resonated with me. It's like they knew what I was going through and had a way out of the rut. And the way out was learning. And a big part of learning is reading. It was clear to me, if I wanted things to change, I needed to learn. And learning required me making a decision to do it. Before then, I had given up on learning. Learning was for kids in school. As an adult, there wasn't anything else that I needed to know. Boy, was I mistaken. I've learned more since I decided to read than ever before. Learning is something that should never come to an end as long as we are still alive. Learning is a choice. Learning will lead to a better business and a better life. Don't become an old dog. It's never too late to learn. If you would like to learn how to build a better business and life for yourself, schedule a consultation by clicking the link in the description and we'll get started.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.